podcast is for an adult audience. The Dirty Dowdy podcast may contain material that may be unsuitable for sensitive ears. Listener discretion is advised.
Well, there have been riots in the street. People are hating us, but this is the Dirty Dowdy Podcast. Still doing it here on a Wednesday night here in Longbox.fm Studios. Brought to you, of course, by Riley's Brewing.
Bring it.
Thank you, Riley. Yes.
The hate mail is going strong as we keep doing what we do here. Of course, Monday night.
Address?
Huh?
How'd they get your address? The Longbox Studios are very secluded.
Surprisingly, I don't get checks mailed to me that should be. They find the old address, but when people want to get mad at me, they find that one. Weird. By the way, when you're here, all of our guests tonight, please don't tag the actual Google Maps address. Let's keep that at bay if we can. Anyways, as I said, Dirty Dowdy Podcast, you can find us on all the fun things, the interwebs, the intertweeter bowls, and all that fun stuff. Just search Longbox FM or Dirty Dowdy.
You're just making up words now, aren't you?
That's kind of what I do.
You just had a stroke.
You had me at long. You had me at long.
Oh, man. So and you could participate tonight. Hit us up on, of course, Twitter. Vanna will be here. What's up, Vanna?
Hello.
On the mic, Vanna.
Hello.
All right.
There we go.
You can. She'll be live tweeting throughout the show, and Katia is watching both the Skype and the YouTube chat room. So if you guys want to participate tonight, drop in some nuggets of generous geniuses.
Some shit nuggets.
Yeah, there some niche shit
there
nuggets.
There will be some good nuggeting. It's gross.
Be a part of it. Real quick, last week we did have a System of Down.
Yeah, no, that's
it. What
kind of a guest did we
have? One of a kind show wasn't even recorded either. You saw it or you didn't.
They were great. And we also, with them, was 6 Ounce Gloves. And we went out and saw that show. The 360 video capture of that is now on longbox.fm. If you want to check out the entire venue of Strummers and see the whole entire set, you can check it out there. Before we go too much further, now, Kevin, Monday, we had a whole thing, right?
A whole thing.
With the kick?
A whole burrito.
I had a whole... Yeah, okay. So, since then, I've been getting a lot of talking on the interwebs. People hitting us up or messaging me. Things like that. We talked about a sensitive subject. And as we went forward, I realized people got more and more serious about that.
Sensitive.
And, shit got real. And I got to give you this.
Ooh.
Perfect.
This didn't include that at all.
Gotta warn you tonight, with tonight's guests, we got Ken Lewis hanging out with us. He's been banned predominantly from all interwebs on multiple occasions, and of course, the Dirty Dowdy Podcast is here. So, if you are feeling a little bit nervous about what's going on, what we're saying, just understand it's because your parents told you they loved you too much, and that you were always right, and were never wrong, and you are a goddamn social pussy, and you should probably get off the show 10 minutes ago.
Yes.
For the rest of you, thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
You guys are awesome.
That's
This is not a safe space.
No. You should keep that trigger warning thing like on hand. We're going to need that.
Oh, he better.
Yeah. It's fun finding a way to combine five of the most annoying sounds into one thing.
I mean, you talking is in there. So yeah. It's even better.
I do what I can, man.
It'd be even better. If only there was Kenneth's laugh in the background, I think it'd be complete.
Probably overpower all the other sounds in the background.
That's why I think it'd be
complete. Oh, Kenneth tries to be so cool. Let's do this.
Now. It's time to showcase what we have learned in the last week.
Well, let's go with Alex since he wasn't here.
You know, I learned last week that it's so great to not be here on some Wednesdays.
Thanks, man.
Because the weather in the Central Coast was absolutely beautiful. It was like a high of 72 that day.
And how high were you that day?
I wasn't high at all. Actually, I got a little drunk, but I didn't get any high.
Boring.
I don't do that often.
Man, do some coke and ride a motorcycle, won't you?
I do the motorcycle part. I did that coke thing once. Or
yeah. Now you combine them,
and I don't really want. I don't need to do anything.
And live not extreme, but all the way to Mountain Dew.
Oh God!
You gotta live like Larry.
Like gotta live Mountain Dew and Doritos.
You gotta go all the way, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta do it.
Extreme Cool Ranch.
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
Okay,
cocaine.
Eric Clapton.
cocaine flavored Doritos, what?
Kenneth, I'm scared to even ask, but did you actually learn anything?
Nope.
That I stayed indoors for the last week.
That's actually the safest
probably
answer.
Probably a smart idea.
That's good. Yeah.
Our guest tonight,
so
Ken the Comic, Ken Lewis.
Hey.
Did you learn anything in this
I did. I learned something. I learned that you've had all these protests of Black Lives Matter. They're taking over my brain. They are really making me almost black. I was at my refrigerator.
It's already coming in handy.
I was at my refrigerator and I had these two sandwiches. They were leftovers and I was trying to decide which one to eat. And I said to myself, I'm going to eat both of them. And I was like, you know, all of a sudden I'm like the Black Lives Matter people now. You know,
Oh shit! We just got banned.
Both them. You know that's a Black Lives Matter thing, people.
If you ever want to know what it's like to check your privilege, this guy did it.
Yes,
congratulations. You cuck.
Oh, Vanna, tell me you learned something.
I did. I learned that there's two other things I could have been doing tonight other than this.
Ouch.
I'm gonna go with three, Vanna. I'm there in spirit.
Vanna, I'm going to go
with the protest, too. We should be at that protest, Ken. Are you going with me afterwards? Are we going to the protest?
Let's go.
Which one?
Are we getting our I don't even want to say what I'm thinking.
Yes. Oh, you want to go to the protest? Remember the name of the girl who was killed in Texas had nothing
DDP?
To do with here?
Yeah, you know me.
Oh,
okay.
Oh!
What's the protest for?
There's a Black Lives Matter protest going on as we speak in downtown Fresno.
I just want them to hurry up and riot. You know what I mean? Just hurry up and riot. We don't need to walk block traffic.
Well,
I need a new flat screen. You know what I mean? I need a new flat screen. I need an Xbox. You know, let's just break into
maybe
some
they'll
stuff.
Help the they'll help the construction in the tower. I mean, in downtown on the Fulton Mall, they can just break shit there.
Yeah. Shit yeah. there.
But there's nothing there.
Get a head start.
Yeah, I don't need a quinceañera dress. You know what I mean? I need a flat screen.
It's strategic
you
they did it downtown,
Stetson, though, man,
because now they can't block off any traffic.
Oh. That's why they let him go there. Thank
you. Man, this beer is good.
I learned that if you live in Fresno, you're over the age of 21, and you ride a bicycle, you're probably a meth head.
Or playing Pokemon Go.
No, hold back.
Could be a combo.
That's coming.
I got Methasaur.
It's a Venusaur.
He'll keep me high for hours.
I learned a valuable lesson this weekend, actually. We've talked about my butt a lot in this show and my flatulence and how I can paint walls.
Permanent. Peel wall paint.
It's bad.
I hope you're not painting the walls. I hope you're peeling the paint off the walls with the smell.
I'm doing a little of both.
If
little
you're
A and
painting
B.
the walls, I feel smell. Sorry for Cotty having to clean that bathroom.
Well,
that's like resin.
Funny you say that. Funny you say that, Alex. This weekend, I walked out of the bedroom. You know that nose blind thing. So I walk out. I'm in the kitchen for a while, hanging out with my son. And I walk in the room, and I'm like, God damn.
I am unemployed.
This is bad. And
this is what unemployment
is. I was making some jokes about it, but I'm like, this is bad, bad. And I even took the time to go check out my laundry to see if maybe at the 6 ounce glove show, maybe I shit myself. Because, again, if you've listened to the show, you know that's in the realm of possibility. And, again, you know, nothing. I'm like, God, this is so light some candles.
It's
and
disappointing
Febreze.
You didn't shit yourself.
Then I hear Cotty. She goes in the bedroom and I hear, Grass! What? And she's like, why is the floor wet in the bathroom? And that's where I realized they're both toilets and the shower and everything. Something clogged up.
It was poop, huh?
Shit party. There's, 2016.
Poopy.
So I've learned cleaning that up is not fun. And unfortunately, Jason's not here to talk about it because he had to deal with his own bathroom too.
Goodness.
Yeah. So, yeah, shit stinks, man. Just throwing that out there.
Goodness.
Total storm.
We not only have Ken in tonight, but we've got Ken's friend, Megan. Don't be scared.
Hey there.
Whose phone's vibrating?
It's going to go from shitty to sweet, you guys. I promise.
You've got some cupcakes here.
Yes, I do.
Give us a little bit about you and the cupcakes here real fast.
I go first.
Someone's important.
So... I really love to cook, but I kind of started baking as a way to make some money, and I have some delicious cupcakes here. Not only look good, but they taste good, too.
Calm down, Vanna. I've been looking at them for like 10 minutes.
Kenneth, you were looking at me before you walked in the house.
You shut the hell up.
Give me the
organization.
The
see, that's crazy, because I've been baking for years, and I haven't made any money off of it. It's cool, though.
No, you've been baking.
So, Cakes by Megan, where can they find you? Are you on the internet?
Yeah, you can. I have a Facebook page and Instagram, just Cakes by Megan. Cakes by Megan Clovis.
We got that.
Located in Clovis.
We got that popping check up on the screen throughout the show. And Megan, real quick, have you learned anything, let's say, in the last 4 minutes?
She learns life decisions can lead you places that you weren't.
To some dude's office.
Thank you for speaking for me. I'm a little microphone shy here, but...
You're doing just fine. Yeah.
We'll break you of that by the show, by the end of the show.
I hope so.
Cottie's microphone shy, too, when she's sober.
Yeah, also, she gets broken of that within a few minutes.
I'd be better if I wasn't sober.
Let's, God, Vanna can't even pause for a break.
I would love for Vanna to taste one of these and explain what she's feeling as she goes through.
All right, let me hit up what we're going to be doing here on the show tonight. We got a clam bake coming up here with Alex. We're going to be talking, we've already said, Pokemon Go. We're going to be interviewing Ken, getting to know him a little bit better. And of course, we've got a game. I think it fits for tonight. It's it's Name That Race, and it'll be a fun game. That's
warning.
That's gonna it probably will offend everyone who's supposed to have logged off already. And of course, we are giving away tickets to Stone Shiver, their show this Saturday. That's going on tonight here on the Dirty Dowdy Podcast. We will be taking a short break here. We'll come right back. We got Alex who'll be doing up the clam bake. This is Dowdy here with the crew, Longbox.fm. We'll be right back.
The Dirty Dowdy Podcast on Longbox.fm. Listen and watch as we do our thing. And yeah, we encourage you to do it at home or on the go.
Yeah, cool.
I want to do it. Watch Longbox live on Ustream. Just search out Longbox on Ustream.com.
Hi, my name is Lindsay, and I'm searching for love.
I want to do music because I know people need my music. People need Kanye West albums.
My real apology to her will not come in the form of words.
When people say that I'm not like an airhead and things like that, it's not true at all.
All the stupid things celebrities do, it's the Celebrity Clam Bake.
And of course, this is the Dirty Dowdy Podcast, back munching on some cupcakes. The Longbox.fm studios, brought to you, of course, by Rally's Brewing.
Cheers.
Is that what we had to do to shut up, Kenneth?
Nope.
Megan, how much do I got to pay you to bring a dozen cupcakes for his face every week?
You don't have to pay me anything.
That's it? That's not how you make money.
We'd like to welcome Cakes by Megan, our newest sponsor, you guys.
I don't mean to criticize entrepreneurs, but that is a poor business model not to sell
you. All right, let's hit it up. Alex, first story.
All right. Mm, that is a delicious churro cupcake.
I probably should have made a longer break here.
Man, that...
You guys in food. Jesus.
Does anyone else's cupcake have the crust at the bottom? Is that just unique to the cherry
That's
pie?
That's only mine.
Get this, cherry
only
pie.
Cherry pie.
This is bomb.
Would it's that be your cherry pie?
It's not a black cherry pie.
God damn it. You guys.
It would be bigger.
This is damn, good.
And it would probably rob you. But...
At least some years of your life.
Nope.
All right, so we're going to start this clam bake right here. I think this is the 1 year of me being on the show.
1 year?
The 1 year of the show being back up and running.
Happy anniversary.
Feels like so much longer.
Oh, yay, cupcakes for everyone.
It's celebration. Cupcakes. That's why she brought those. UFC sold for a shit ton of money. The UFC has been sold to sports talent agency WAME/IMG, and they will be the new owners. The company head, Ari Emanuel, will wield a lot of the power over the organization. Dana White is going to stay with the organization as a major presence, serving as president. The Fertitta brothers, which were the previous owners, will have a minority interest and a very diminished role. And Lorenzo Fertitta, which had been the CEO, will be stepping down. Although the deal has been agreed upon, we're told the deal will take 6 weeks 6 to 8 weeks for it to
hard
be
to talk
finalized.
With cupcake mouth, isn't it?
It's so good.
It's worth it.
I want to have another bite of it, in all honesty, but I'm going to wait.
Be a professional.
This one goes out to Kenneth. Taylor Swift, obsessed fan, busted for flashing penis before proposing marriage.
All right, Way to go, Ken.
You got to limit that.
Which man.
Which Kenneth are we talking about here?
No, no, that's Ken. You're Kenneth.
You know what this is.
Well, it could have been. It could have been either.
Come on. Sorry, you got the exact same smile on your face right now. Is that weirdo up on the screen?
Oh, shit. What do they call that when they like scale the brain with criminals?
Oh my god!
I think we're bringing it back.
The obsessed fan who made a trespassy plea of matrimony at Taylor Swift's Rhode Island mansion
was arrested just one day before
for exposing his penis on the road. Law enforcement in Maine say that Joseph Bernacci was busted Tuesday for running into the middle of the street and flashing his penis.
Penis.
Hashtag
penis. Kenneth's got a penis.
To a passing motorist. Cops say Bernacci pulled the stunt in a way to expose the difference between sex and love. Yes, they say he clearly has mental health issues. Bernacci was booked on incident on decent conduct and released the next morning just in time to show up at Taylor's Rhode Island mansion, hysterically professing his love, saying he wanted to marry her. Bernacci was taken to a local hospital for a mental evaluation, and his car was towed.
Does it say whether or not she said yes?
I'm going to guess she said no based on the fact that he was arrested.
But it's unconfirmed as of yet.
So we
could basically say that she's
getting married.
So
this is how Kenneth's going to find out when she says no.
If it was me, I would have at least got a maybe. No, I would have got a maybe.
No, yeah, I think you would have. I figure getting arrested is like the no.
I think if this article had any journalistic integrity, it'd say at least we can't confirm that they're not getting married.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Don't be so biased.
Plus a hashtag in there, too.
Patriarchy.
No fucking A. Can you play warning shit again? Because you're triggering me right now. I'm offended as a white male.
That's impossible.
All right. Lil Wayne, hit and hospitalized after another seizure. Lil Wayne epilepsy continues to dog him. We've learned that he was hospitalized this last week after suffering a severe seizure. Wayne has been unable to get his recent seizures under control. You just recall last month, his plane made 2 emergency landings after he had a series of seizures on the aircraft. The seizure last week was bad enough that he had to cancel a performance at Tau Nightclub in Vegas.
Prince did 1 emergency landing and he died.
For pre-UFC 200. Well, that's because Lil Wayne likes the scissor, not the Percocet.
Yeah. Well, he smokes all that weed. He should know about CBD oil and its effectiveness on seizures and epilepsy specifically.
Okay, hold on. No, time out.
Not sativa. We know
everybody time
stop.
Out. What the fuck? Vanna.
I'm sorry. We just had 710 not that long ago. It's barely 3 days
we're
after 710.
We're told Wayne
so I'm just saying oil is the cure, man.
Chalked it up to a medical issue. The doctors were having trouble figuring out the right way to balance his prescription.
I think the cure is not being so rich where you can actually fit your wallet in your mouth if you do start to have a seizure.
That's actually
problem.
How he does his raps.
That's his problem.
Oh, yeah. He's a very talented artist.
I thought drugs were involved.
That's his competitive advantage.
No.
For real, homeboy needs to Google Rick Simpson oil and get on that because I can't lose him. I can't.
Tweet him right now.
Well, no.
I'm going to tweet him right now.
Well, no, they're saying actually one of the causes to his seizures and some of his other medical issues is his addiction to scissorp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he wasn't already bathing in, like, wax.
Yeah.
Which, ironically, is
it looks like his eyes
cupcakes.
Are covered in wax.
So you guys are.
He's all people.
We're all going to have a great night.
I didn't eat a cupcake.
Yet.
You should eat a cupcake if that's the truth.
Speaking of black guys getting fired in Vegas, Chris Brown calls the Vegas club racist and gets fired. Chris Brown played the race card and it cost him his Vegas gig. The singer was 86 from his Vegas residency at Dry's nightclub.
Oh, come on,
for
dude.
Refusing to apologize to the club's owner after calling Dry's a racist venue.
Hashtag Chris Brown matters.
Sure does.
He doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Nope. Not too long ago, that. Chris torched the club on Instagram, which you can see if you move to the next slide there.
Oh, yep.
Some turn
my bad.
Go
my bad.
Guy.
There we go.
Definitely
shit
looks racist.
Oh my goodness.
Does not look like a place for a black folk at all.
No.
I saw daffodils. Black folks do not like daffodils.
Chris Brown is onto something for sure. I mean, I've heard a lot of crazy accusations of racism.
Dry says Chris's in this post-9/11
world.
Behavior has garnered negative public attention, causing concern over Dry's management. We're guessing the concerns might have been this, and other garbage. We reached out to both sides, and they've mended things. No words back yet.
That's one way to power through.
Turns out nobody's going to care
about
it.
But for now, he's out.
You know, you got to be more respectful. We're a legit news source.
You got to power through that
like Chris, a pro.
Chris Brown, come on. If you want to get on the news, at least get shot by something.
This next one is actually extremely prophetic because I did not realize Mr. Dowdy had some issues with his toilets here at the house. So we go from celebrity news that's just stupid to genuinely stupid news.
All right.
The Chinese government's weird architecture ban is in ruins as a giant toilet skyscraper is built.
Genius.
Imagine when that overflows.
Oh, what a wonderful sense of humor.
Back in February, the Chinese central government demanded an end to all mainland construction of buildings that are oversized, xenocentric, or weird, and move toward architecture that is pleasing to the eye.
My apartment is shithole.
It's kawaii.
You want to live in toilet? It's okay.
Fast forward 5 months, and a 12-story toilet has been built in the Henan province. The building will be the home of the North China Water Conservancy and Electric Power Division.
My penis looks so small with that.
It is possible that the shape is very unsuitable to the industry, but it looks more like an oversight. The building has a clear bowl cistern and even a blue roof that doubles as toilet water.
Someone knew what they were doing.
The government calls for less weird architecture came after people drew comparisons between the new design of the Beijing airport and a vagina. I really wish I had a picture of that. And
me too.
The Beijing People's Daily Headquarters, which looks like a penis.
Excellent.
Wow, China.
God.
Wow.
I love it.
And China building a penis at a time.
Exactly.
Exactly. Wonderful. That was beautiful.
How do you pull, Vanna, how do you pull Chinese voices and you can't complain racism about people not knowing which.
Oh, no. Have you ever met an Asian person, Mr. Dowdy?
Do you? You guys know I'm a Vanna, quarter right here. Asian, right? Like,
no,
my
no,
grandfather's
no,
so Japanese, he killed himself.
Before you were even born.
Yeah, I never got to meet him.
All right, then.
Sorry, I can't do that.
Grandpa.
That's pretty damn Japanese metal, though.
Japan is pretty metal, but it's very strange kind of metal.
Heavy metal.
Yeah. From there, we go to the Holocaust Museum.
Okay.
Wow, what a change.
Please stop playing.
I'm going to need a cupcake.
Please stop playing Pokemon Go here. The United States Holocaust Memorial and Museum issued a statement on Monday. They requested visitors to stop playing Pokemon Go on its premises. They were worried they were going to catch ghastlies. Playing the game is not appropriate in the museum, which is a memorial to the victims of Nazism.
But I caught a Minorosaur.
Or Charmander.
What if the Germans had Pokemon Go in 1942? But Jukimen Go. Catch him in a ball.
Yeah. I like Vanna's Charmander better.
Oh, you got, if you're going to talk, you get a mic.
Jump up.
Don't be a dick.
That's funny. I had three squirters.
His story's actually really good.
How do we talk? Okay, hold on. How do we talk about Holocaust and the whole room erupts?
No, this is actually great. It's actually a legit Pokemon Go story.
I think we need that trigger warning.
Okay, so I don't know if he talked about it because I had my headphones. I took my headphones off, but they actually caught a coughing, which is a gas Pokemon.
It's a poison.
Yeah, it's a poisonous like gas Pokemon
smoking.
At the Holocaust Museum.
Yeah,
is it the main wonderful. Character of Pokemon Ash?
That was the original one, but yes. Pokemon Go takes creatures from the popular Game Boy games of the 90s and today and superimposes them in the real world, a concept known as augmented reality. City landmarks are used as Pokestops that house creatures with the most points. You can collect them, including Pokeballs and eggs and other garbage like that. The Holocaust Museum is one of those Pokestops. Just don't do it inside the Holocaust Museum.
Have some respect.
I've got a non-digital way to augment your reality that's only going to cost you $10 a gram.
Go on. And I've got some other stuff too. Enough of that. Let's go to Australia.
Yeah.
To a wonderful bird park where an Australian eagle is trying to snatch a little boy during a bird show.
natural selection.
An eagle tried to snatch a little boy during a recent bird show at Alice Springs Desert Park in Australia's Northern Territory. According to a witness who took the photo of the attack, the wedge-tailed eagle flew straight at the child, who was wearing a green hoodie, and kept running his zipper up and down.
Power through.
I didn't read this. The witness took photos of the BBC News. Those talents are huge, and that boy is very, very lucky. The show was quickly canceled, and the boy was taken off to first aid. The incident occurred during the show last Wednesday, so a week ago, when I was in beautiful weather in Central Coast.
Ah, look at me. I'm important.
The park confirmed in a statement to the local newspaper. The eagle made contact with an audience member. A thorough investigation regarding the circumstances behind the incident is underway, and the eagle will be removed from the show while this investigation is ongoing. It sounds like the police.
I'm going to step up.
All birds matter.
I used to live in Alaska for about 20 years, and there's a place called Homer, Alaska. And there's a call the spit, and there's about 50 to 100 bald eagles at any given time at the spit, and then there's signs everywhere. People don't leave your dogs unattended. These eagles would literally come down and snatch your dogs, 40-pound dogs. They would snatch
what?
Them up. And,
ooh.
Yeah, every summer they would snatch these dogs up.
How many eagles would it take to
would
get
they
Kenneth?
Take my pinky?
I don't know. I'm guessing at least 5. But I always had my kid. You know, my kid was about 2 or 3, and I was just like, please come snatch this. You know what I mean? It's like, you know how much child support I would save if a damn eagle would just come down and snatch this kid for me.
So you just need to put like a shaggy carpet jacket on him and just kind of
just give him like a fuzzy parka.
Dress
dude.
Him up like a worm. You know what I mean? That's what
like
I
barbecue
did.
Sauce and
yeah. come snatch this kid up. I'm tired of paying for
that's,
this.
That's
damn
pretty
kid.
Goddamn metal.
Here, son, go play outside.
Yes.
Stay out there.
In other words, though, the kid's fine, the eagle's fine, but the eagle's under investigation pending, you know.
How come they didn't shoot the eagle?
We want to see the body cam push.
When did they shoot the kid? I remember the last time someone did something with a hoodie, he got shot.
For real. It's a conspiracy.
Too far?
I have a hoodie.
Keep it coming. Too soon, yes.
Oh my God.
Well,
next story.
I thought it was going to be a gorilla.
Well, I heard the kid was pounding the eagle's head in the cement.
Stay right. away from triggers, guys. Next story.
Group seeking $12 base wage posted a job paying $10 an hour.
I'm triggered.
The organization behind an effort to raise Maine's minimum wage to $12 an hour has been advertising for new workers at a rate closer to $10 an hour.
How did that happen?
The organizers would be paid $429 every 2 weeks, working 21 and a quarter hours. I don't know why they do 21 and a quarter hours. That works out to be $10.09 an hour, considerably less than the $12 minimum wage the Alliance is seeking by 2020. The discrepancy was first reported by the Washington Free Beacon and in Washington, D.C.-based conservative news and commentary website. Mike Tipping, because he doesn't, communications director for the People's Alliance, said the job posting's $429 figure was the result of horrible math. The original posting was replaced on Thursday with a new listing advertising a wage of $510 biweekly, which would be exactly $12 an hour. The revised listing was posted. Wasn't posted until after the Free Beacon reported on the original. But Tipping said MPA, which is the Maine People's Alliance. Wait,
that's weak.
Yeah,
minimum wage, Dowdy.
Employees always have been paid at least $12 an hour. Alliance job postings on Facebook and job websites going back to February advertised a starting wage of $480 a week for a full time position, which is $480 at 12. Yeah, that's horrible.
You win a lot of math right
all
there.
All I know is I will work for cupcakes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just
beer,
saw
beer
I will
and
work
cupcakes.
For cakes by Megan.
I don't know.
Go check her out.
That's
seriously,
what all
best
my money
cupcakes
ends
ever.
Up becoming anyway.
What was that?
Beer
what about
cupcakes.
Coming?
I'm
yeah,
so
all caught something.
Well done. Yeah, that's all I got on that shit. So that's the clam bacon stupid news.
Oh yeah, 9 people die by police, but whatever.
Okay. God.
Nope. That's
again
not
Monday.
News.
Monday,
I don't like
Kevin.
That shit.
Kevin, that's a Monday thing.
Monday.
Save
calm down.
Monday.
Calm your ish.
I'm shh.
No, ooh, call your penis.
Call my penis.
Tell you what, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna redress our beers, get our smokes on, and shove a few more cupcakes into Vanna. I'm not gonna play.
No, don't correct it.
Now,
I'm just waiting. You guys need to get yours now because
I'm about to eat this churro cupcake. I feel like I should get EBT after eating this. I don't know. Should I?
You should.
No, but yeah, you might have.
Hold on, trigger
if you
alert.
Have EBT now, you're not
I do not
to eat
accept
it.
EBT. Contrary, all right,
guys,
give them away for free.
A lot
you
of
won't accept.
Seem to believe.
We're gonna take a quick break, discuss business plans and all that fun stuff. We're gonna come back with Ken Lewis. We're going to talk with him, get to know him, and of course we got Stone Shiver tickets to give away tonight, and the game Name That Race. It's all coming up here in the Dirt Daddy Podcast, brought to you, of course, by Riley's Brewing. Jeez. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Dirty Dowdy Podcast on Longbox.fm. Fresno rocks. Visalia rocks. Modesto rocks.
Hey, we're not leaving you out. Come with us.
The internet rock station for the Central Valley Nation. Your home for rock.
The home for radio without rules.
This is Longbox.fm. The Dirty Dowdy Podcast
on Longbox.fm.
Yo, we got an exciting one for you coming up. July 27th, in the studio, we're bringing in Fierce Creatures. Now, it's been a minute since they've been out playing, but they got a big concert coming up. So we'll be talking with the band, getting to know what they've been doing since and what we get to expect at the show. They'll be part of the Summer Sweat, all that stuff going on. We'll be talking about it here on Longbox.fm, on the Dirty Daddy Podcast. It all starts up, as always, 7 o'clock Wednesday night. You can join us, Skype, chat, phone call, all those things. It's very easy to do. Get your voice on. Say something to band. We'll have a good kick-ass show going on that Wednesday night. It's July 27th. The Dirt Daddy Podcast takes on Fierce Creatures here on Longbox.fm.
Longbox.fm.
We're back here, the Dirt Daddy Podcast on Longbox.fm, bringing it to you. Now, we're not protesting.
Not yet,
but we will, apparently, because that's what everybody's talking about and doing. We're just going to give you good stuff. This is, of course, Dirt Daddy Podcast, Longbox.fm, brought to you by Riley's Brewing.
Bam.
Cheers. And apparently now, cakes by Megan. Right, Vanna?
Cakes by Megan.
I've never seen someone on such a sugar rush. Like, Pokemon's a thing, but you took sugar to a new level.
That's four cupcakes.
Four cupcakes.
Doesn't care.
Different flavors. 6 minutes.
No
all
shits
amazing.
Given.
Yeah, just wait.
Stuffed yourself on
give
cupcakes.
Give it, like, about 45, 50 minutes.
Well, you saw her take down that plate of food on the 420 show.
Yeah, she did a solid job.
Yeah, but she was smoking weed for an hour and a half.
Yeah, but still, that was like four freaking things from three different places. That was brutal, man. That was hard to watch.
Did you see her with the sushi, too?
She probably still hasn't passed those McDonald's fries.
Your girl likes to eat. I'm a foodie.
So anyways, let's talk about tonight's what we're doing here. You can talk to us, by the way. I got to put the mentions out.
Can
there.
Can you talk?
Bam.
I should have had a cupcake. You can hit us up on the Skype, Longbox.fm. You can hit us up on the chat room. If you're in the chat room, we got people in the chat room chatting and all that chatting. And of course, you can call us 492-0450. And if you have any issues with Ken, the comic.
What?
Don't you have a lineup of people who hate you?
I do.
Hopefully.
I do.
Okay.
And they're probably going to call in.
Then there you go.
I owe a little bit of money to everybody.
Are we going to get... Hi, this is Jason. I'm representing... Now, this is a recorded conversation. You owe $53.71 to Susie's. That was a credit card that failed, but you took a dildo.
Yeah.
And
it's really the dildo we want back, sir. The money we're not so
you
interested
can't
in.
Have that back. I can't, it's been slightly I can't find
used.
It.
He's like, yeah. It's currently in use.
You lost it?
Yeah, I lost
you
it.
You played with it?
You would get more people calling wanting to... You get their money back from the rosemary I sold them. You know what I mean? Like, this was supposed to be weed.
No, it's Mexican oregano. Yeah, yeah. That's what I called it.
Still smoke it. It just won't do anything.
I want to get high and not put it on my
So
pizza.
How's it going, man?
Going good. You are a DJ?
DJ was.
Comedian.
DJ, yes, comedian, yes.
And destroyer of internet, social mediums, and all that stuff.
You know, that's your title you give to me. I prefer, I just say it like it is. I'm one of those guys that I don't hold back. It's social media. You either like me or you don't like me.
But you're banned like 3 of the 7 days of a week.
I have a story. My aunt banned me.
There's a guy. Like
my aunt banned me, one of the photos I put in, and it was a nice photo. You know, it was, you know, it was a cutaway. It was a educational classy. Educational photo. You know, and there was a woman.
Was this
given,
the blowjob photo?
Yes, yes, yeah, okay. Yes. I was gonna say that, but I didn't know if I could
say that. I saw it.
Yes, and it was along the lines of, you know, semen helps women with depression, and my aunt didn't like it, and someone told her maybe she needs to suck more dick, and she.
Well then,
and how did she take that?
Yes, and then she banned me. She reported it, and I got banned. And I was at the time I was selling tickets for my shows, and I do a lot of that on Facebook, and I couldn't respond to people, so I lost about $700 out of the deal.
Damn.
So, and I didn't even get a blowjob.
So your
aunt
sucking dick cost you $700?
Yes, yes, exactly. Yes. And man, it was rough. I know. No kidding. Yeah. So
well, let's get to the interview with you, Ken, real quick. You are a comedian. How did you get started?
I was living in Detroit, Michigan. And,
No, what? No, we're doing this again.
Go ahead.
What?
No.
Oh, go ahead. You're right.
Are we starting over?
No, go ahead.
It wasn't a lie.
Never mind. Keep going.
I tried a lie.
Detroit.
This is a
Detroit.
Even more
oh, were you gonna play a drop or something?
Oh.
8 Mile. Play 8 Mile.
There you go.
There, go.
See, now, when you have play that, I feel like I should have a pacifier in my mouth and like a glow stick hanging out of my ass.
Or
and,
a whistle.
Yeah, and I'm on ecstasy, but I don't know.
Might be the other way around.
No, one of my bosses was a corporate comic, and he's like, "You're funny. You should do this open mic in Michigan." And I was like, "All right, I'll try it." And I did it, and it was horrible. And it was the most vulgar stuff you could ever come up with. And I didn't do it again for about almost a year. I just sat back and wrote material. And
nice.
Yeah,
that's proper.
Yeah,
you know, comedian. Like, I'm very like, you've been doing this a long time. I've been doing this for a while too.
You know,
I respect
me,
that when people say
ask
that, like,
how
you
long
wrote,
I've been doing
people
it.
Don't write.
Yeah, people ask me how long I've been doing it, and 10 years is always like the what you tell them, and I've been telling people 10 years from like 7 years, and now I think it's more like 12 years now. I don't even know, so I just say 10 years.
Yeah,
so,
math is hard.
Yeah. You can say 6 months. I like to tell people 6 months sometimes. That's why, you know, when they expect 6 months and then you're funny, they're like, wow, you're funny, you know, but... You know, lots of comedy in Fresno, man. When I got here, there was none. You know, there was absolutely none. I was doing.
When'd you get here?
I got here. I came through and did a show about 2005 with Rick Rodham. I don't know if any of
you know Rick.
You old radio people know him.
Also, in 2005, we weren't around, so keep going.
Yeah, I haven't heard their names.
We did a show at a place called Screwballs, which was downtown in Fresno, and there was no comedy anywhere in town, and now it's just like. You can see comedy, you know, 5 nights a week here in Fresno. Decent quality comedy.
Yeah. So,
you know, there's Mother Mary's. You can go see them 3 nights a week, Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. There's
And then there's Barmageddon.
Barmageddon out in Tulare.
That's
yes.
getting popping out now,
that,
too.
That
you
is
guys
a great,
can see,
that's a great venue.
You guys can see Vanna there.
Vanna, wow, look at those
The 15th.
Shameless plug going on over there.
She gets a couple of cupcakes in her, and then...
Yeah.
Frank's Place downtown is doing the comedy
too.
Hop every Friday. They got Jay Davis this week. Well, I don't know if a lot of people know who Jay Davis is. He was on the Tourgasm with Dane Cook. Very funny.
Well, you and I did Frank's Place at the end of April.
We did, yes. With Dean Del Rey.
Yeah.
Yes, that was
a
good
show.
It was a nice show. And then Kenny Thomas, I don't know, he's a local guy.
He's
been
a
part of it.
Yes, he's starting off his thing. He's kicking off this thing. It's called the Kenny Thomas Project. It's going to be the last Friday of the month at Club One Casino. So,
yep,
there's, I
be
mean,
sure
if
to
you
check it out.
If people want to get out and laugh in Fresno, there's certainly the venues to go out and do that, man.
It's actually becoming pretty well known for comedy.
Yeah.
It's exploded a lot in the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah,
it's actually a place I'm looking to check out here soon for just some unnamed thing coming up later.
Yeah, we're gonna try a new thing
this
year.
And then, of course, I do my own shows. I do Fulton 55. I do that about every 3 months. I don't try to do it weekly or monthly. I produce my own shows about every 3 months. So get out and see comedy, man. Get out and laugh. That's what.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes, I have an answer.
You maybe. Were you're Ken the comic, but yes. You were for the longest time Ken on 105.1
The Blaze. That was yes.
What happened? If you choose to get into it,
I got a dickhead program director. Can I say that? I guess I can.
Shocking.
I'll beep it. Beep. Go.
Dickhead program director came in and just changed the format of the station. It used to be classic rock, and then they'd switch it to newer rock. And basically, I was the old guy. So they kind of kind of just said, hey, you're no longer going to be here. So, a funny story. I'm going to tell you the story. I'm going to say it on the air. I got in trouble for posting this shit on Facebook, but I'm going to do it tonight.
Hell yeah.
I interviewed a lady.
Trigger warning ready.
I interviewed a lady. No, no cussing. I interviewed a lady who ran a business. She created a website for people in Canada who were on death row in Canada. It was a dating website. And I cracked a joke while I was interviewing this lady about well, these people aren't really in there for like downloading Hanson's Mbop too many times. You know what I mean? My boss, the program director, called me into the office and told me, hey, you can't make fun of Hanson because the Blaze listeners listen to Hanson.
They sure do.
I'm not making this up. And I felt like Ashton Kutcher was going to walk in. I was getting punked. You know what I mean? That's what I felt like. And then a few days later, I posted a Slayer Camp came out with a new album, and they had a link for one of their songs. You can download it for free. And I posted it up on my blog. Same boss comes in and goes, take that Slayer thing off. Our listeners don't listen to Slayer. Yes, this is true. This happened to me, and I was just like, "What are you talking about?"
He's got it backwards.
You know what is going on? And then, like 2 weeks later, he called me in the office. I was let go. So, yeah. So I thought I was being punked the whole time. I'm like, wait, "So you're telling me our listeners listen to Hanson, but they don't listen to Slayer?" You know, this really happened to me. I was
bigger
baffled.
Question: who listens to Hanson?
Yes, I don't even know who they are anymore.
Is Hanson it doesn't even listen to Hanson.
Is it on the Blaze? Or are they
no,
on the Blaze?
No, never been on the Blaze. Never, not once. Well, I give it. You know, Slayer never has been on the radio either. But they're more of a cult band. You know, they're not ever going to be played on a radio station. But they have a cult following. You know? So now the funny story is, the Blaze is actually giving away tickets to go see Slayer at what's it called? The festival in Sacramento.
Slayer Fest.
Monster Aftershock.
No, I'm pretty sure I was right.
Yeah. Okay. Aftershock. Slayer's playing there. So the Blaze is actually giving away tickets to see Slayer, which is funny.
That's weird. You know? No one.
And we're giving away
to
tickets
Slayer.
To see Stone Sugar.
Calm down.
Cool shit. I'm just trying to find some Hanson tickets. That's
for real. You know? We're going to get one of those.
I got to hear Mbop one more time.
Just one more.
That triggers me right there. No. Yeah. No.
No.
So. Hashtag Hanson is a trigger.
Yeah. So that's my story, how I was let go of the radio station. And, you know, I'm old, and, you know, I made fun of Hanson. So
it's a sad story.
I know, isn't it? Yeah. Man, so I got a phone call from Y101. They offered me a job, and I said no. So.
Oh, you didn't want to play Hanson?
No.
Maybe they wanted you to make fun of Hanson.
Maybe. Or play Slayer.
We play too much Hanson. Can you come in and do something about that?
Yeah. It's time for Molestar Kevin's questions.
All right.
There we go.
Woo-hoo. Here's the first question.
First question.
I just said that.
First question.
All right, second question.
First question.
Who would win in a fight? A black bat. Blah, blah, blah.
I didn't realize. I realized.
I thought that was part of
the live reading of Rick and Morty.
Well, I'm Kellen.
A Black Lives Matter protester or a car?
I'm going to have to go with the car.
Car is correct. I've seen it. It's oddly erotic. I mean,
what?
Poetic. What did I say?
Never mind what you said.
What's this? First question.
Second question.
Whatever. It's not important. I'll probably save that for the next one, actually. Let's go to this one.
Shut up!
Would you rather, A, be able to see through walls, but only when you have a major heart on, or B, be guaranteed to live 100 years old, but you'll die of suffocation by elephant vagina?
I would go with the hard-on thing just because I don't care about seeing through walls. Just I would like to have a hard-on all the time. So I guess I'll just go with the hard-on. I don't care about the walls. Is that an answer?
Ooh, I got it. Okay, well, let me follow up real quick.
Okay.
Around about how old are you exactly?
I'll be 44 in November.
Okay, so a few years younger than you. But yeah, okay.
I'm going with the hard-on.
Does it suck to wake up without morning wood? What I call proof of life?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Just when it hits the ceiling fan. That's just, you know, only when it hits the ceiling fan.
I don't have a bed that high.
We've been over this, Dowdy. You should find a way to get morning wood. Your penis is going to fall off. But yes, That was kind of a loaded question, yeah. No pun intended.
Yeah,
who wouldn't go for the boner no matter what?
I don't care what's going on. See through the wall, see through. I don't care. I have a boner.
I could just cross out walls and just say, would you rather have a boner?
The other one. You can Kool-Aid man it with the boner.
That's right.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Question the third.
First question. Which race would you rather go to buy the following drugs?
White. Would you say race?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to name off some drugs. Oh. You tell me which race you would go to get each one.
Okay.
Weed.
Weed, I would go to a white guy.
Meth.
A white guy.
Coke.
Definitely.
Today I went to a Mexican.
We got walls up for that, man.
Shrooms.
A white guy.
Yeah, it's obvious one.
Yeah.
Bath salts.
I don't know. I'm going to go with the black guy on that. I don't know. I've only seen like two cases of bath salts and they've both been black, so. You a stupid how. You
a stupid how. I don't know if that was the wrong button or not.
What the hell? No, that was the right button.
And finally, LSD.
A white guy. We're just proving something here, aren't we?
I'm trying to. White guys are cool.
Yes, yes. Like a little pharmacy.
And there goes our Monday night crowd.
There goes our Monday night crowd. All right. Regundo tres.
You said it wrong.
Regunda cuatro.
Dick. Oh,
my apologies. Who would win in this fight? Dowdy's liver or Kenneth's liver?
Man, I'm going to go. It's probably... It'd be a close.
Ooh, yeah. Close. This is actually a tough one.
Yeah.
Because he's fat.
And your body's falling apart.
But you're fat. Oh, fat. I liver. Have occasional sexual intercourse, and you have.
What?
An abused
like,
hand.
Why was I not involved?
He has self intercourse.
Occasional. Lots of it. I'm going to go with who would. Dowdy's.
How long
Dowdy's.
Would that fight last?
Minutes. Minutes. It would be minutes. Yes.
Wait, what kind of fight? How does that go down?
To the death,
fist
apparently.
Fight. A liver
fist fight.
Fight.
A liver with, fight. With hard-on?
No.
If it's with hard-on, I win.
With
I'm sorry. I'm mixing way too much.
On shrooms, yeah. On well, what are you on shrooms? The other on bath salts.
No, that matters.
Bath salts wins.
I would win. I would eat your liver.
All right, where are we at, Dowdy?
Oh, God.
I forgot what question number we were on.
That's because you're not paying attention. This one's going to Megan. Megan. Question. It's tame.
Is it now?
What advice would you give to Kenneth here so that he won't get a girl pregnant after having sex with her one time?
She's on meth, by the way.
Yeah, that's important.
No,
not bath salts,
though. Different girl.
Oh.
Are you telling me
you're... Yeah. Make sure that her man has her on birth control already.
It makes her a slut.
Ding that shit. It's a couple of dings.
It's not original.
Have you gotten
write that answer?
Have you gotten another girl pregnant that you had sex with one time? Are you secretly black?
Do you have any gingerettes out there coming?
There's so many questions coming.
We could have Gingerette Fest.
Gingerette sounds good, like ginger ale. Like
Gingerette.
I mean, it sounds good until you look at Kenneth.
Ginger ale light.
Yep. Those babies would Kool-Aid man right out of the girl. Right, I'm here!
I would sleep with you, Kenneth. I would.
No. It's a baby that C-sections itself.
Get me out of here!
All right, let's see.
You got one more?
Yeah, I do. Let's do this one.
Second question!
Really?
Second question here. If you can go back in time to the day you lost your virginity, what would you say to yourself? And would you take your place and leave your past self a virgin a little longer?
I would probably run. I would probably just run away and just not do it and... just run and hide.
Is this what you tell yourself, or is
this
what you
do?
Yeah,
I tell myself. I tell myself that. I lost my virginity in between 6th and 7th grade, so I was really very...
Wow. Oh, shit.
Kenneth was there.
How many things did you rub on?
I was indirectly involved.
No, it's funny. I was riding a bicycle, and I crashed into a girl who was also riding a bicycle, and we went to an abandoned house, and we did it, and she ran away. She was there visiting her father every summer, and she went away. Her father moved, and I never saw her again, so I was sad. You know, so I just like lost my virginity to this fat chick on a bicycle, and then she then I never saw her again. So it was just all bad. You know what I mean? It was all bad.
Wow. And then now you're reuniting with Kenneth.
Yes. Yeah. Nice to see you again, Kenneth.
He's saying
you just ran into her on a bicycle?
Yes, we crashed. We were coming around a corner. There was a bunch of bushes.
She
and we,
fell off hers. You just accidentally
No, they went to an abandoned house.
There was an abandoned house. There was an abandoned house caddy corner.
I thought that too.
And we walked over there and we talked. I knew the girl. I saw her every summer. She would come and visit. She stayed with her father on during the summer.
So natural.
After that, it's like the Notebook kind of.
I hit your bicycle with my bicycle. Let's fuck. Yeah. In this house.
We should lose the virginity to each other.
And then I never saw her again. I was sad. Like the next summer come around, I'm sitting on my porch. I'm greasing up my bike, and she never came back around. Her dad moved away.
Never a second round.
Where did he move to?
I don't know.
Poor little lovelorn child.
What mile were you in Detroit when that happened?
No, I was actually in San Jose when that happened. So slutty girls in San Jose. Slutty girls. Right, Kenneth? Yep. You know what I'm talking about.
A lot of slutty 6-year olds.
You know what I'm talking about.
By the way, next week, Kenneth moves to San Jose.
Yes.
Looking for those slutty 6th graders in between the 7th grade.
I think she was in high. She was a freshman in high school.
Jeez.
Talk about
street crime. I know, huh?
Hold on. Illegal. Kenneth, if I see you riding a bike recklessly around the block, I'm going to know something's up.
I bet you shot out.
He's trying to be drunk.
He's trying to get laid. I still do it.
Getting down with a freshman, I bet you got up, ran to the nearest payphone. Called your one friend.
Yeah,
his house number.
Guess what I just did? Yeah,
we had sex.
What?
Yay. Instead of tweeting it.
Sorry, I fucked up your bike. Hey, there's an abandoned house over here. Yeah.
That's pretty much how it went down. That's how it went down.
All right. Any more questions here?
No, that's all we need to know.
All right, Ken.
Yes.
Give me plugs. How do we find you? What's coming up? Any shows? All that fun stuff.
Man, I'm going to be at Mother Mary's tomorrow night. I'm doing a spot there. If you don't know where that is, that's at Willow and Knees. It's an Italian restaurant. They do a comedy in Mother Mary's back door. That's the truth. Mm. And they get about, it's a smaller room.
It's pretty
they get
tight.
About, get about, you spin in there? They get about 40, 50 people in there. Lots of great comedy, man. There's lots of comedy in Fresno. You can follow me on Facebook. And if you can stand it, if you can stomach it, follow me on Facebook. I do shows all the time. So just that's how you find me. That's how you follow me.
All right. And for a moment, for Megan here. Give us some plugs. Again, how do we find you in the interwebs of the worlds and stuff for the cupcakes? And Vanna, I'm sure, is going to be zeroed in on you right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, as I've found, I really don't even need a website with a social media out there. I have a Facebook page and Instagram page, and that's brought me more business than I'm fully booked, for the next month at least. But you can look me up on Facebook at facebook.com Cakes by Megan Clovis, California. Make sure you plug that in because there's a couple others throughout the United States. But I'm in Clovis. Or on Instagram, Cakes by Megan H. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, no problem.
Enjoying
thank you.
My cupcakes. I
thank you for making Vanna who she is right now.
I love watching people eat my cupcakes and be happy.
By the way, that's getting cut up. That's being cut up.
Yep.
Okay.
I
was like, can I get a copy
Megan,
of that
your phrasing
right now?
Is wonderful. You're more than welcome to come back.
I was really happy that Vanna enjoyed four of them.
Perfect. Scarfed them down, you mean?
They were amazing. No, actually, I did the foodie thing. I took a bite, I waited, and then I scarfed them down.
All right. We
just let it sit and taste it for a minute.
We're going to take a break.
I ate mine like drinking wine. Like I took a bite, switched it around.
And then chug the whole thing.
I ate the cupcake whole, so it was
all cool. Right. We're taking a break. We're to come back. We got a timely game called Name That Race coming back. We haven't played in a long time, but it fits for tonight. Enjoy your protest. If I can find it, I'll put it on the side screen. How about that? Some live Facebook feed so you can see the Twitter or the world protesting something that no one cares about, really. And we'll be talking about Name That Race and more stuff, plus Stone Shiver tickets, all coming up here on the Dirt Daddy Podcast here on Longbox.fm.
You're listening to the Dirty Daddy Podcast on Longbox.fm.
Hey, what's up? This is Adam Sandler, and when I'm farting on your face, I'm listening to Dirty Daddy Podcast. Shibby-doo and Scooby-Doo.
It's the Dirty Daddy Podcast.
The Dirty Dowdy Podcast. Online on Facebook. Just hit up our Facebook page for all things Dirty Dowdy. That's facebook.com/The Dirty Dowdy Podcast.
Hi, this is Al Pacino. And when I am taking a shit, I listen to the Dirty Dowdy Podcast.
It's the Dirty Dowdy Podcast.
We are going to be doing a segment now that is going to be quite risky. Risky. Name that race. Filling a woman's buttocks with cement, mineral oil, and flat tire sealant.
Sumerian.
I get you a good deal on tire sealant.
Man, this sounds like something that goes down in Mexico or something like that. I'm going to say Mexican.
Racist.
Kill people.
Louisian.
I went to go see Twilight with my wife. Everyone in the audience was white.
Can't spell Twilight without white.
You have to, like, you have to think ahead for those items.
Well, I don't want to sound racist.
And now, here's your chance to name that race.
All right, it's Dirty Dowdy Podcast here, back in the Longbox.fm studios, brought to you, of course, as always, by Riley's Brewing.
Thank you, Riley.
Thank you.
Came in strong. Dan Riley himself walked into the room, dropped off a couple cases in the middle of the show to make sure we still continue our drunkenness as we do this show.
Yeah.
God bless.
Okay, I was tricked. I reached in and I grabbed ginger beer. It said beer. And it's ginger beer. And it's alcoholic. It's not beer, but it's alcoholic. This is the greatest thing I've ever had in my entire life. I don't even know.
Isn't it?
It'll turn
it's
you ginger.
Made of it ginger.
Is
ginger
beer. It
is
it beer?
It's actual ginger beer. They use real ginger.
This is
like
so good.
Ingredients.
It's made so good. I have a wet spot in the front of my boxers now.
That's the second one.
And you know what? It's gluten free or reduced gluten, whatever that means. So now I'm gay.
Yes.
No, you're not.
It's made from real gingerites.
Gingerettes.
Okay. That's why it's so
I
good.
I supplied the gingerettes.
So,
stop it, Kenneth.
Okay. Let me explain the rules of this game and the teams that we have.
Oh, yeah. We're playing a game.
We haven't done this in a while. And it just came up in the cycle. For some reason, we would do Name That Race tonight here, the Dirty Dowdy Podcast, while there is some kind of protest going about people and things and all that stuff here in the Valley. So we're doing Name That Race. It's a simple game. I read news stories, and you guys, as a team, have to decide which race. And we're going black, white, Latino, Asian. If you want to throw some other ones in, it's probably going to be a lose, but we're going to keep it very simple, very organized in that sense.
Organized racism. Got it.
Yes. Or, yeah.
If only we can somehow systemize it.
Well, speaking of systemizing, we got Team Trigger, which has got the three Ks.
Four.
Ken. Yes. Kenneth. Kevin. And Alex.
Yeah,
we're gonna call Alex by his real name now this time, just for now.
Yeah, just for clarity.
We don't want to exclude everybody.
And we got Team Cupcake.
That's nice.
And that's gonna be Vanna, Megan, Asa, and Cotty.
Where's Asa?
So cute.
Well, that cupcake's still working on his shtick to get in here.
We got this, ladies.
So,
okay. And Asa.
Simple rules. Let's try to keep this clean.
No.
Sure.
I will read a story. When I'm done with said story, you tell me, and you guys will give each team a chance to debate why or the race you think it is and why, and we'll give points to it. All simple, right. Easy, sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. First story.
Warning.
Trigger warning in effect.
It just happens.
Uh-huh. Why does your voice sound like such a bitch in that audio segment?
You could tell that was me.
Oh yeah, I can hear you. I can hear the.
You can hear the little bitch. I mean, yeah, sorry, Dowdy, but yeah.
Don't pull back the curtain.
There's no curtain.
First story, ladies and gentlemen.
We're looking at you.
A man was arrested after he allegedly placed his penis onto a checkout scanner at a certain supermarket in this place. This guy was charged with indecent exposure and assault.
Vanna.
According to the report, a security guard had just beginning a shift at a quality food center noticed that a female cashier was reacting to something that Fisher had put on the self-checkout scanner. When the guard walked over, he saw the man's penis resting on the top of the scanner. Vanna. Let's go with, since Vanna's so amped up on that cupcake sugar, Team Cupcake, decide.
He was white.
White?
Yes.
Cupcake's going white?
We're going white. Anything with indecent exposure like that, yeah, that's your vanilla cupcake man right there.
Oh, this is going to be fun tonight.
It's a good angle.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And that is why.
My question.
Team Trigger.
Critical here.
I.
How much did the scanner ring his penis up?
Yes. that's the important part. We know we can eliminate. We can eliminate Asian.
What's the barcode?
Okay. Yeah, I think
we can eliminate Asian. I think we can do that.
I don't know if one of those scanning guns.
I mean, mine's like 7 pounds. That's according to the produce scale at Save Mart.
You may have some growths on there.
Yes, maybe. Maybe some, or just a young chick hanging off of it. I don't know.
6.5 pound tumors.
I'm going to go with black. I'm going to have to go with black because, you know, white guys can't, you know, we go through the line. We don't use the self checkout. We make people work for us. You know what I mean?
Mm. Sorry. God damn it.
That was just automatic right there. Doing good things, Dowdy.
Thank you, man.
All right, so we're going black.
Yep. You're going black?
Black, yes.
Yep.
But I like Vanna's answer.
The answer is... The guy was in a Seattle supermarket. Oh, his name was Christian Fisher. The answer is white.
Yes, fuck.
In the house.
What the fuck does Seattle have to do with that?
Point.
There's a lot of white people in Seattle.
That guy's so white, I might actually admit that white privilege exists.
You can't be any more white than Christian. You can't be any more white.
And living in Oregon.
Yeah.
Seattle.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It's a hippie.
Oh, shit.
One's got more coffee.
Next story. This person, whose drunken tirade about jalapeno bacon mac and cheese went viral in October, is now in a real pickle after being accused of assaulting a police officer in the state.
Black.
This guy was arrested after these police officers responded to a call from the Wellness Resource Center, a drug rehab facility.
Good.
This person is accused of assaulting an officer after apparently he had withdrawal symptoms and he was trying to get out.
Yep.
He got out, but then wanted to get his shit after he had left for a while and all cray cray and all that stuff. So, Team Trigger.
Yes.
What is your pick?
Now let me just go out on a
name that race.
Black.
I'm gonna say black.
Black.
Asa.
It's always black.
Well, Asa, you were gone touching your penis on the scanner.
I had to go play dog dad. I'm sorry.
Only 80% of the time.
You're part of Team Cupcake, so yeah, as a group, I Team Cupcake. You, okay.
I think general consensus is white.
Yeah.
We're going with that.
Vanilla. I guess the white people are overpowering
white chocolate.
Me. That should mean us. But I'm with them.
Okay, so we're going
that's
white.
That's a vanilla cupcake eater. But we're going to say white.
White?
Yeah, you know what the key word was? He got away.
Mexican.
I'd like to change my answer.
Not all Mexicans are El Chapo, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, the answer up on the board right now. Luke Getty. In Florida,
did all this shit.
20-year-old
fucking Italian.
Surprisingly, FPD didn't go up and shoot him. Next story.
So we won.
What was that? Yeah, you won. Was that bad?
What's high score mean? Did we break it?
We got that.
What's high score mean?
Is that a Pokemon thing?
No,
it's not. Shut up, Vanna.
Next question.
I love my laugh echo there. Do it again.
What? I'm going to do another one. I just gave it away. When I say Tennessee, everybody's going to answer what?
White.
Yeah.
No.
What?
it's kind of the route you're going right now.
Okay. A newsman from KPHO in Phoenix.
Asa. White.
Was arrested on charges of public defecation while on the job.
Yep.
Black. What?
Police arrested
definitely brown
this person in Goodyear, Arizona, after he allegedly pooped on the lawn belonging to a criminal who was a suspect in a story he was covering for the station. This guy chose to use the front yard of a residence to relieve himself, said the police department there. An onlooker from across the street called it in to the officers. They approached him. He said he had to relieve himself, and they arrested him.
Vanna.
Asa.
All right, Team Cupcake, what do you guys got?
You can say the race, and I'll say why.
No, that's not how this works.
Stop. Whatever,
white.
No, black. No. We're a team. This dude was black because he got arrested at the end and because he had to relieve himself, and it takes a big dick to do that. And
no, he took a shit.
If I've learned anything from watching The Office, it's that white people shit on the front lawn.
You know, I learned that from The Office too. That is a solid defense.
So is that guy's poop.
So you're saying white?
No, we're saying black.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
what about
group.
The rest of the team?
Megan and Cuddy.
See, she's with me.
Megan's with
all
white.
In favor of black?
I don't know.
Look, they won't do
come
it.
Come on, Cuddy.
Their daddies will never.
You're the tiebreaker.
Their daddies will never
it's
call them.
It's 2-1-0. Let's go with black.
We're black.
I'm with you're black?
Really, no, I'm
black,
with
you.
Thank
you.
I'm with you. Because I misunderstood.
I'm a professional comedian. I study people.
You know what? So moving on.
So it's
shut up!
It's Arizona. So it's either a white dude or a Hispanic dude.
Yeah.
Because it's Arizona.
What was the call letters again of the station? It was WKKK. What was it?
No.
KPHO. So K-P-O.
K-P-O. K-P-O. K-P-O.
K-P-O. K-P-O.
I'm going to say it was a gentleman of Latin descent.
Yeah, I think
I'm going to say we'll say Latin too, because they eat a lot of like food, you know, that Mexican food.
As do I.
Hey,
that's racist, Asa.
Mexican food, they can't hold it in. So we're going to go. We're going
hashtag all food
Mexican.
Mexican. We're going Mexican. Mexican.
The answer would be Latino.
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
No, that's not the actual answer. I'm just answering for you. Latino.
Oh.
Latino.
What a shithead.
The answer
Karen,
here.
Put your dick back in your pants. We didn't actually get a point. Yeah, I was so back. Ready.
It won't scan on the table.
The answer. Jonathan Lowe.
Oh.
Definitely black guy.
A newsman. Black.
What?
Oh my god,
dude!
So we're fucked.
I know about racism.
No, can we come back?
I'm really disappointed in my team and the lack of racism.
You know, you guys should probably protest more.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna go stand in the street.
Hashtag all newscasters matter or something.
All what?
All right. Newscasters matter.
They here we
don't.
Go.
A man in this place was accused of vandalizing a home. Allegedly told police that he was masturbating to loud music when he suddenly felt white. The quote like going out and destroying stuff.
Trigger.
Mm-hmm. Asa.
I'm not done with the story.
White.
His I just already know.
That's white.
Okay. Probably my
I'm
cousin.
Like Hodor.
I'm just ready to poop in your lawn.
Officers
Chris.
Responded to this guy. He was he took down a mailbox. He was rolling around the dirt shirtless.
That's
and
awesome.
He said he admitted to the destruction. They claimed that he told him he had he said he had listened to too much music and masturbated too much, and he felt like going out and destroying shit.
Yeah.
Fuck hang on.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question to your question?
Yes.
What music was he listening to?
I don't have that.
Yes.
Damn, we're not that deep.
It was Hanson's and Bob.
It was for the record.
Slayer.
We make people want to destroy
Trigger.
Things, mostly their ears.
Trigger.
All right. Team Trigger.
Yeah, white guy.
White?
That means. Total white guy.
That's what we were gonna
I mean, if Kenneth had neighbors, he'd probably do that too.
Kenneth does do that.
Luckily, there's an orchard nearby, so I just burned down
Kenneth
an orchard.
Kenneth destroys shit while masturbating. Yeah, that's just what he does. He bashes a desk against his dick going, why don't I get it?
In this case, the methamphetamines is the how and the why.
All right, Team Cupcake.
Well, we were going to say white too, so.
Fuck.
Do we want to do the in-between,
I mean,
the Latinos?
Do we do rock, paper, scissors if we both pick the
yeah.
same thing?
Yeah. Can we rock, paper, scissors them? Can we scissor them?
Stop it.
So who's going to be the alternate?
Manny, you eat one more cupcake, we're going to scissor, all right?
No, we took this for the whites.
You're going to give me diabetes.
Okay.
I'm shit.
Are you guys going to play power move? What are you doing?
Just what us? Am I doing?
I don't know what they're doing.
What?
We're on the same team.
All of a sudden, there was a Wonder Twins power thing, and I was not involved.
I think Ken and our guest, Megan, should do rock,
fight
paper, scissors.
For the right to
fight
white.
For the white.
No, no, it's right. Okay for you both.
No.
You
know,
in this political...
No.
Okay, we are four white males. We
in
have
this,
the white right.
That's white privilege.
In this...
That's how you pull the race card.
Hashtag.
Wait,
shut your mouth!
Does
in this world of white... God damn it, Connie!
Hey, she was talking for
in
once.
In this world of white privilege, I think it's okay that everyone agrees for an answer, right?
It's not how
we're all saying
works.
White?
Sure.
Yeah. I want to raise.
Answer is...
A Florida man.
White.
White.
Thank you, Florida.
From the Bay.
At least we get a point.
Okay, so it's 1-4. Team Trigger to Team Cupcake.
We got a point?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks good up there, too.
It does. It does, man.
You're going to start noticing a trend here.
We get a participation trophy now.
Okay, this person is accused of committing an indecent act in a Toronto library holding a cucumber in one hand and his own cucumber in the other.
You brought one from home?
No.
Police say. Let me read the fucking story.
Is that what the police said?
The police say the act occurred at this library, but this guy got away. However, later on, another month later, he showed up again with another cucumber in tow, jacked off, and someone was quick to call the cops on that one. He has since then. They let him go, but they told him, you never, ever go into a library ever again. Across the quote was, don't ever go to another library ever in the world.
Vanna,
what you got?
I'm going to say black because white guys have their own computers.
Oh.
Does this kill your social justice warrior movement right here?
No, this isn't. I'm just like, I go to the library a lot on account
of. When's the last time you saw a black guy buy a cucumber?
You know, all the time, actually, because it's great for inflammation.
Really?
Oh, no, Megan science. Wants to say something. She's pounding away on
what
her face.
What kind of cucumber was it? Was it like a Persian cucumber?
English cucumber.
Was it in English? Like that
it was green and shovelable.
Yeah, there's more than one kind
of cucumber. Or was it like
one of
those,
Italian
like,
squash? Like, what's
donkey dick size cucumbers?
I am alarmed
He's
at the knowledge
guy,
of cucumbers.
He's a black guy, because black guys are creative during sex.
I worked at a grocery store.
Often.
I'm sorry.
I just can't.
Have cucumbers off.
Okay. Team Cupcake, are we at black?
Yes.
Okay.
This Daddy actually messed up on this one. He said Toronto. So yeah. I'm just going to assume Canada.
And he brought his own cucumber.
No, you know what?
It's black gotta people. Be
white. Shut up!
There are a lot of black people in Toronto.
Yeah, like Drake.
Black then.
He was on Degrassi.
They play baseball.
Wheelchair Jimmy.
Final answer is.
Let's
go with black. You guys want to do black?
I got black.
That sounded weird, but you know, well, Kenneth didn't mind. He's like, yeah,
let's go Eskimo.
All right, your answer is black.
Inuit.
It's not a legitimate answer.
Here comes
here.
Our second point.
Okay. Yes. The answer is Frederick Tennyson Davis is black.
Davis.
Did you guys get a point too?
No, they did Inuit, which...
Oh, who did Inuit?
We were joking. We didn't care, really.
Yeah.
Oh. Come on, this is a runaway. It's 5-1. Cupcake is taking on the triggers.
What's your sources on this? I'm guaranteed this is Inuit.
This is just how many cupcakes...
I'm going to need to see photos on the poop guy.
Yeah, for real. We got disputes, man.
All right. Authorities in this place learned Saturday afternoon that this guy was sitting on the sidewalk openly masturbating. The alleged St. Patty's whacker told security guard at the event that he was just picking at a scab on his penis. When police showed up and asked him what he was doing, they responded with something I'm not supposed to do. Then he allegedly told cops he had been drinking since 11 a.m. and he'd been smoking methamphetamine for 3 to 4 days.
Oh,
when
wait.
Police told him he's being arrested for shaking the shamrock, he expressed surprise and said that's not what he'd been doing. He was just picking at that pesky scab.
I feel like it should be shaking
that,
the shillelagh.
Because white people always pull the, I'm sorry, officer, I wasn't aware I couldn't do that.
All right, let's go, Team Trigger.
It's a gross misuse of masturbation.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, and a horrible excuse. I mean,
and
I'm
he's got
sorry,
a scab.
Officer.
It's not really a bad excuse.
Off. It's just better cover stories. If you're up smoking meth for 4 days, you have at least one cover story better than picking scabs.
And at least two scabs on your penis.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay, so let's go white on this one.
Go white on that.
White?
Yeah.
All right, Team Cupcake, what race are you pulling?
White.
Cheaters.
Copycats.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't think you can see a scab on a black guy's penis, can you? Can you see a scab?
Oh, Jesus.
Where is it?
The answer, ladies and gentlemen, since we both went white,
I don't get it.
Was authorities in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Vanna, my answer was Kenneth.
That was Kenneth.
Same answer, but Stephen Young, Kenneth, Kenneth Williams,
Matt,
white.
He'd be a lot smaller.
Cotty, you may not know this, but we install a microphone in front of your face that you can speak into. You don't have to pass notes.
That's not what I'm trying to do.
Holy shit.
Remix.
God damn it, sound boy.
No, that's the Kevin just burned you tune. You just got molestar.
Okay, this is a runaway. This game's going to have to come to an end soon.
They could just always pick the race we pick and they'll win.
Yes.
Cheaters.
Well, since they're leading, we got Team Cupcake has got to answer first.
Yes.
That'll make it even.
Okay. Yeah. This person was allegedly caught openly masturbating in this library.
You have a lot of jerk-off stories. Yes.
There is an amazing trend of jerk-off stories happening here.
Well, when you put that in the search bar, that kind of happened.
Black. He was black
masturbatory
again.
Jerk-off.
We already established only black guys go to public libraries to yerk it.
Yerk it. Oh, so he was white because he's yerking it.
I think Vanna might be a quarter Mexican.
German.
Okay. The employee who spotted this guy was standing in the open, not trying to conceal the act. He was released.
Oh, he was white then.
Let's go answer here. Team Cupcake, what do you got?
I agree with that statement. Why, he was released. I keep agreeing with you, but you're so right.
It's like she's so white. Mm-hmm. Just kidding, I'm not there.
Are you guys going to enjoy the privilege and take white?
Yeah, we're going to enjoy this white privilege.
Yeah.
All right, Team Trigger.
Quarter Japanese.
I think.
You make fun of my people?
Just 25% of them.
Depends what section he was in. You know, if he's in the self help, right. I'm going white.
Oh,
self help.
He's in the right
spot.
They
said that he was open, just out there. Yeah, just pulling it off.
Jerking off in the lobby. I'm going to.
Do it yourself section.
I think,
DIY.
I think we're gonna go with black just because they have six, we have two,
and we need to desperately
yes,
be black.
We need to at least get this thing cut.
You gotta get ballsy
50%.
With it.
So you're pulling black privilege right now.
We're pulling black privilege just because we don't
ballsy with black power.
We don't want 7-2. That sounds horrible. You know that's
it does, it's bad.
All know, right,
6-3 is okay.
The
you know,
answer.
At least we tried.
The answer on the board. Tyree S.
Yes,
Carter.
See?
Oh my!
Oh, you don't even have to finish
in
that.
Wisconsin, by the way.
No. Finish that name.
And this that's the first I've heard of a black man getting off, or
a black man in Wisconsin.
You need
a
black to. Man Wisconsin. In Wisconsin getting off. Let alone you go. Glenn
At least
Coco.
They're going to the library.
Tyree.
They're moving to Tyree.
You go, Tyree.
Anybody with Ty in there?
All right. All right. All right. Cupcake, you're first to respond to this one. Win. Tony and LaDonna Land told police that they were in their bedroom around 7 p.m. Monday. They heard a noise on the roof that sounded like thunder. Tony went outside and says he saw this guy on the top of the roof completely naked. And then that guy jumped down on top of Land and knocked him over by hitting him on the shoulder. Now, the Land say that this guy ran into the house, pulled a big screen TV off the wall, spilled the contents of a vacuum on the floor.
Bastard.
Sucked it up.
What?
Spit it out. And around this time, the Lands grabbed a gun and started firing at the nude intruder. She missed.
Wait,
and then at that point, she called 911 and said, I don't know what the hell is happening. He's naked and he ran into my damn house.
So I started shooting at
him. It's not done. It's not done.
Oh, there's more.
The Lands told the authorities that after shots were fired, this guy began whacking his dick in the living room before heading to their son's bedroom to rub some clothing on his face.
Oh my God.
When the deputies arrived, they attempted to control this dude, who they say was wildly flailing around speaking nonsensically, and they also discovered that he had shit on two different spots in the house.
Okay.
Why?
I want to say what, but I want to explain why.
Right.
You don't need to.
Okay, so one... White dude on a roof. I only know two people that are white and also end up on roofs, and that's Santa.
Yeah.
And people who do parkour. Second answer.
Or apparently drug addicts.
Also that. Second, they saw him at night.
Oh.
Oh,
that's a good point.
Yes.
Two, he also shit on the floor.
Delightfully racist.
But Asians do parkour.
I was gonna.
I'm sorry.
He can't reach the roof, though.
Yeah, dude, they're little.
They settle for parking.
Their ninja powers only do so much.
We need a step stool.
These are the experiences and perspectives as a privileged white male I don't understand.
Yeah.
I just checked my privilege.
That's good.
That's how we evolve as a society.
I'm going to tweet this on Tumblr, guys. I think
you don't tweet things on Tumblr. Come on.
I don't think that's
what did you guys do? What did you guys pick? Cupcake.
Are we going with white?
We're going to go with
I'm gonna go with Asian.
No, we're going to Asian. I was thinking Latin America just because he vacuums shit.
Latino. You know
what I mean? Well, I was going to say white because he's clean.
Run out of a room without vacuum, without cleaning something.
He did a little. But they would have been able to know if he was speaking Spanish. He was speaking nonsensically. They don't know what nonsensically is.
Unless if you ever listen to someone speak Spanish really fast, it's
answer. Team Trigger.
Mexican.
Latino.
Well, whatever you call it. Yeah. We say Mexican.
We don't want to be racist.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, Latino. God, no.
I feel like you guys just keep building walls.
Yeah.
And with that wall, you lose.
Ah, poop.
It's clearly a white dude.
Yeah, but they keep saying white.
Yeah.
They said white the whole show, basically.
Amazing, in all race issues, white people are really kind of the core of the problem, right?
Get together,
and
white
people.
And
they're the ones that sell drugs, according to this guy.
Yeah. No, that was according to you.
Yeah. They're the ones that sell good drugs.
Clearly, look at all the things they do on them.
All right. This is an important one. A 55-year-old woman in this place was arrested earlier this month for domestic battery after allegedly attacking her husband for farting in bed.
Oh, that's my kind of bitch. That's my bitch right
Cotty,
there.
Pay attention.
That's a thing?
Trigger.
That's my bitch.
Trigger.
You can beat him. That's an option.
Team Trigger.
That's an option? Did you...
I just heard Trigger.
Don't
it's my go-to.
Shamer.
Do you want
Dottie,
me to hold your
Dutch
weave?
Dutch oven Cotty, and oh, man.
I don't Dutch oven. I put it out in the open.
No. She was she
At
was
least
black.
Leave the room, dude. Come on.
She was black. That's a ballsy move.
He waves it off.
Like, she was like, hold my
weave. I'm not done with
the... Sucker.
Hold on. I'm sorry. That was rude. I'm not done with the fucking story, Vanna.
Oh,
shut up with the cupcake.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, damn.
Pokemon this shit.
Vital burn.
That was a little uncalled for.
Echo.
Don't care.
You just mad because I'm right and you're white.
Shit. Apparently this guy started farting. She got upset. She elbowed him. And then this was at like 3:55 in the morning. So, you know, you can't control your ass at that time. I'm just saying from personal experience.
No, you can't.
Try harder.
She began kicking him. Eventually kicked him out of bed. Started beating the shit out of him. His response was to... And then it got crazy.
He got the scaredy farts.
He had to call the cops and have them arrive for domestic violence. Because she was beating his ass because he was farting. Let's go with Team Cupcake on the gas.
What you got?
We already stated our situation. Black, right?
Like, black?
I think we could all agree. That's a black woman move.
So you see,
that
black,
is a strong
black woman low. Like
a white woman would have just went to the couch.
Yeah, and a black Mexican woman wouldn't have gotten the cops called.
Nope. Just hit the body.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, she said it, not me.
Wow.
All right, Team Trigger.
Afraid.
I think we're going Mexican. We're going, or excuse me, Latina.
I'm either going Latino or Asian, but I'm going to say Latino.
Latasian.
Do Asians fart?
I don't know. I don't think they do.
I don't think so.
They do on game shows.
No, they don't. They don't eat, so they wouldn't ever fart.
Butts?
Do they have butts? Yeah, they do.
Okay, so we're going Mexican just because she beat his ass.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right.
Exactly.
Right?
And he didn't fight
and
back.
And they eat a lot of beans and they fart.
He knew better.
It's just simple. Simple.
We're going to go Hispanic.
Answer is a 55-year-old woman in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
It's not good.
That sounds like South Florida.
Sounds Cuban.
Black.
Damn.
Black?
What?
I bet you they were Cuban.
I think she used to be Mexican.
That woman is also known as Sweet Brown.
Cute black.
At this point, I think...
What's the husband
she
black,
Puerto
too?
Rican?
It doesn't matter. At this
Cotty,
point,
we already got it right, dude. Like, don't look too far into it.
Team Cupcake, pick a winner. Between the four of you now.
Nose goes.
Anyone? Come on, go!
I don't know.
Let's go, Vanna. You've had quite the personality.
She's the guest.
Oh, Vanna.
Vanna, you win.
She picked all of the answers.
She was also gracefully
reading off the screen.
Totally, it's not just the Twitter.
Well, then, Vanna. Hey, Vanna, shut your mouth and start talking now.
Nothing at all but against my character. If you guys like what you hear, you guys can see me at Barmageddon on Friday night,
shameless
July
plug.
15th. I will be performing there, sober and then high, which is a lot like what you see here at longbox.fm. And I like cupcakes. We will take all cupcake submissions, especially ones that look like Pokeballs. And be safe out there, you guys. If you guys are catching Pokemon, I just want you to know that I care about you. Look into pepper spray if you're in the Fresno County area. Stay away from vans and be safe. And don't waste your Pokeballs on Rattatas.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, when you're out there hunting the Pokemon, make sure to spay or neuter them. It's important. Nice. While you're touching some models, just cut off the nuts of your Squirtle. You're doing something for America. We're going to take a quick break. This is the Dirt Daddy Podcast. When we come back, oh, by the way, if you want to win tickets, that's coming right now. Right now being after the break. We got the tardies coming up, final plugs, all that fun stuff. We got the crew here, the Dirt Daddy Podcast. Thanks for hanging out and being triggered, because that's what we do. You might trigger.
On longbox.fm. This segment of the show is brought to you by Peeves Public House. Peeves is a hyper-local space for Fresnans to experience the Central Valley's best casual pub food and drink. Check them out at peevespub.com. Make YouTube your tube by searching out Longbox FM on YouTube.com. It's music, videos, and live webcasts. Watch it all at YouTube.com by searching out Longbox FM.
Here, the Dirt Daddy Podcast. We're triggering you left and right in the longbox.fm studios, brought to you, of course, by Riley's Brewing.
Can we get a seizure trigger warning?
No, that's for wusses.
No. Yeah, no, we're way past seizures and triggers and all that.
This is not a safe place.
You've been here long enough, Vanna. Come on.
Safe place.
You got cupcakes. Shut up.
I was reading beer? Stone Shiver right now. I was like excited about that because we're giving away tickets to Stone Shiver.
Dude, I've actually played a show at Stone Shiver. They're pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
They're awesome. They opened for Metallica back in the day at the Save Mart Center.
I saw them in Kingsburg a couple months ago, so that was pretty awesome.
I played Summerland with them last August.
I've seen them
a good show.
Yeah, with what band?
So, with For the Record.
Nice.
They're cool, I guess.
All right, so I guess I have a simple thing, because I forgot about these tickets. If you want to win a pair of tickets to see Stone Shiver this Saturday night, they're playing with Wes Howard at the Cellar Door. All you got to do is call in and tell us their favorite part of the show. It's 559-492-0450. And call in, and first caller, we'll just do it that simple, that easy. Now let's get
What's the number?
559-492-0450.
I'm calling.
Oh, don't be that dick. And speaking of dicks, here's our make-a-wish moment right now. It is Kenneth with the Tardies here on longbox.fm. God. Nope, that was the wrong one.
That's a remix.
Is that really Kenneth?
That's quite a badass.
That is Kenneth on the picture.
Just like...
I don't know where the rolls start and stop.
So, all right, Kenneth, go ahead. Give us your shit.
So this is Ken with the tardies.
Why are you so sad?
Because I saw the fucking picture.
And he has to poop.
Oh, yeah, on the break,
that's
he was
like
waiting.
3 pounds he could lose right there.
He was trying to drop like 4 dozen cupcakes, but we told him no.
She didn't even make... So we have several awards tonight. Of course, we had the hashtag of the night. We had several hashtags tonight, of course. We had DDP Live to make Fresno better. And then we had several other interesting mentions. We had, of course, Penish.
That's a win.
Chris Brown matters, which he doesn't. Henson's Trigger, Gingerette. And then I feel like Trigger Warning should have actually won because of how many fucking times you used the Trigger Warning tonight.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But we also... We also had All Food Matters, which I think matters, of course, because Vanna had quite a lot of cupcakes tonight. Good job, Vanna.
Yeah, the sugar monster. Catch her on Pokemon Go.
Yes, Pokemon Go.
Worst joke of the night actually goes to Doughty for you, my trigger, right before the break.
Yes.
He was trying. He was fucking trying for that. We have, of course, the Most Horrible Human Award, which also goes to Doughty.
Why?
Jukimon Go.
That was good.
Yeah, it was also really awful.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah, sorry, exactly. Now we're getting too crazy on that.
We had the best moment of the night, of course, and then, of course, was Name That Race, and that, of course, goes to Team Cupcake.
Woo!
All four of you. And then, of course, we have a VIP of the night, or MVP, whatever the hell you want to call it, for your cocaine/cupcake high during the show and your obsession with Pokeballs. I have to give it to the quarter Asian at the end of the table, Vanna.
I gotta ask.
Shh.
I gotta ask. Ivana. If Kenneth had Pokeballs in a sack, would he be an option?
Well, first of all, you don't use Pokeballs as an option in Pokemon Go, so this question holds no bearing. But if he had Pokeballs, he would probably only have 2, and I get rid of those like crazy, so... I mean, and if it's a generic Pokeball, I say don't go for it. Hold out for a Mega Ball.
I'm sorry, but these are 2 Mega Ball? Master Balls.
No, hold on, Anna, come on. Follow-up question!
Asa. No.
Yes, sir.
Do you have Pokeballs?
I got fucking Master Balls, dude. Don't fuck with me. I don't fuck with anything else.
All right, Kenny, keep going.
That was it, fucker.
What's your MVP?
That was who I gave it to. The MVP went to Vanna.
Well, thank you.
Oh, well, with Vanna, we got to figure out the right way to do this. Vanna, you already won the MVP or the winner of the Name That Race, racist bitch. And,
Whoa.
I know.
Hashtag triggered.
But she was right.
All right. Not writing any more fucking hashtags.
Give me, at this point, 1 minute of brand new stuff. You get to go. Ready, set, go.
All right, Chris. So first of all, I just want to say that all Black Lives Matter and that I am not racist. I am merely a comedian and an observer of life. And those stories, I mean, come on, man. I mean, any normal person would be able to use deductive reasoning and guess what I came up with. I also want to say that you should not only spay and neuter your Pokemon, but you should spay and neuter your pets. Yes, you should. Hey, Bob Barker was cool. And speaking of TV personalities, I just want to give my sincerest from the bottom of my heart. I just want to shout out Abby Lee Miller. She's probably going to spend some jail time. My toe shoes go out pointed to her.
Toe shoes.
And I love her and my heart goes out. Hashtag dead mom crew, because I know what it's like to not have a mom. And let's face it, we're all just 3 bad decisions away from a lifetime spent in jail. And I just want to say shout out to the dance moms who helped her smuggle Australian money across the border, because that's some gangster ass shit right there. Like, them Ziegler girls is gangster. Shout out to Sia for making amazing music. And like I said, you guys can catch me at Barmageddon on July 15th. I'm going to be doing... No, the 15th.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I know my own show dates, Holmes. And on the 19th...
Well, man.
And on the 19th, you can catch me and Richard Valdez on Longbox FM talking about Pokemon Go.
What? Oh, that's right. It happened. I agreed to that when I was drunk.
Yeah,
she knows what she's doing.
Pokemon 2.0.
Ken.
Yes.
Plugs.
You guys forgot to mention Evan Monroe Faulkner is going to be here.
Don't read ahead of the script.
No.
You know what? I've done enough for that Faulkner. He's my friend, too. I've done enough for him.
He's such
a good guy,
and he's like this ultimate like movie buff. He's not very funny. He's really nice. Not very funny. He used to do stand-up comedy.
That's how I met him.
He used to do it. And then he runs
the movie nights over at Warner's. Yes. Yeah. Fresno Film Fest.
Plugs. Tomorrow night, I will be at Mother Mary's doing comedy, telling anal jokes, and Megan will be there. She's going to be my model.
Can I give away some free cupcakes? I mean, would that be a problem? Yes. I know we didn't discuss this earlier, but...
Anal-flavored cupcakes.
There's going to be a Hershey Kiss.
Also
Hershey's
known as
kiss
churro.
On top.
I haven't experimented on those yet, but I could do like
I think Kenneth is experimenting right now.
A dozen
delicious cupcakes.
Churro.
Can you drop a ginger bomb on a cupcake? Since Kenneth left to go poo, can you do a ginger bomb cupcake? Just a red covered poo cupcake. Just figure that out.
Do it.
Right here, right now.
All right, final plugs. Everybody else around the room.
That was quick. All right, I got one.
Asa.
I'm in a band called For the Record. We're a cool ska band. We're actually playing with Hawthorne Heights on a...
You're a ska band.
Yes, I am.
No. You said a cool ska band. Ska band.
They're one and the same, am I right? No, we're going to be playing with Hawthorne Heights and Reedley on July 23rd. So if you want tickets, give me a holler at the Facebook.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
He's not wrong.
They're like my favorite band. I care.
Because they have fans care.
We play
you
them
all
the
time. Is Final Thing still a thing?
You can check me out. I'll be on New Rock 104.1 this Saturday night, 7 to 10. That's a thing now. It's a real thing. I've been given freedom.
I'm allowed to
tell you what song you just heard, what song's coming up, and what event you got to go to.
You have reached corporate status,
my friend.
that's what we do. And next week, as you said, yes, we do have Evan Monroe Faulkner coming on, and Michelle Swift. They're going to be talking about The Sandlot. It's going to be playing live at the Warner's Theater. It's Mystery Science 3000, in a sense that you get to sit there and actually talk in a movie theater without people being angry and want to punch you in the face.
Actually, they still will be angry and want to punch you in the face.
Yeah, I get that. But if I'm going to see, Star Trek tomorrow night, because I am with my mom.
Yeah, of course you are.
Nerd!
If you're talking in the theater and it's not about Uhuru's dick,
thank you for taking me to Star Trek.
It's my Mother's Day gift to her.
That's horrible. 2 months in it.
You should have put some reverb on that, dude. That would have been sick.
And this is Dowdy saying for everyone in the crew, Ken and Megan, thank you for the cupcakes and the banning racism. This is Dowdy saying word.
You've been listening to the Dirty Dowdy Podcast on Longbox.fm. The opinions expressed on the Dirty Dowdy Podcast aren't necessarily those of staff, management, or sponsors. The Dirty Dowdy Podcast is a presentation of Longbox.fm.